Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. We're happy you joined us this evening here at Biden-Kelly Whipple Resistance Headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. That's right, folks. We are now Resistance Headquarters. Happy to carry that banner forward. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call us, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Join the resistance. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight, we'll talk politics and the one-year anniversary of 30 Days to Flatten the Curve. Yeah, how'd that work out? With nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes, Speaker of the Kansas House Ron Reichman Jr. will join us to discuss the ongoing turmoil at the Department of Labor. He'll actually be here at the bottom of this hour, coming up at 7:30. He'll give us our weekly legislative update from Topeka as well. Scott Whitlock from Newsbusters will try and explain why the mainstream media has been basically neglecting two bombshell stories about Governor Andrew Cuomo covering up the COVID deaths of thousands of seniors in his state's long-term care homes. We'll talk with Joel Griffith from the Heritage Foundation about the inconvenient truth that a federally mandated $15 minimum wage would do far more harm than good. Amy Seipel, president of the Kansas Advanced Practice Nurses Association, will be with us. She's going to explain why there's such an opposition in Topeka, and I don't get this. This is a head-scratcher to me, but there's a current APRN bill. It's been in the legislature before. They've tried this multiple times. This dates back. I've seen the bill. And when you consider the fact that 83% of Kansas counties are experiencing a primary health care shortage, why can't we empower nurses to do some of that primary care practice where doctors aren't available? I mean, obviously, they're not going to perform surgeries, but they can do some of it. Heck, in most cases, they do. I mean, have you ever been to the doctor? Who does the bulk of the care? The nurse does. And then the doc comes in, checks you out, has a brief conversation, signs off on his $200 bill, and then leaves. I mean, come on. So we'll talk to her. And, of course, we want to take your calls, 316-869-1330. The first thing I want to do this evening is update you on our efforts to interview the candidates for the open Wichita City Council seat. A long list of candidates was narrowed down to the five vacancies. by the advisory council, the district, the DAB for District 3. City Council has now interviewed all five over the next few weeks after the DAB put them together, and they will appoint a new council member on Tuesday, coming up just a couple days from now. We extended invitations to all five finalists to come on the show. Jared Cirillo, Republican, came on. Joseph Shepard, Democrat, came on. We had great conversations with both. And, you know, kudos to Joseph Shepard for coming on the show. That I really was glad to have him come on. They accepted our invitations. You can hear those interviews by visiting our Facebook page and going to the podcast links or visiting knssradio.com. We sent multiple invitations to the other three candidates, but never heard back from them. And you know, two of those candidates are newcomers to politics. They're rather long shots anyway, so they aren't really a factor. But one, Cindy Miles, is a factor. She's a regular. She's been wanting to run for everything but dog catcher. She keeps trying to find a way to become an elected official. I guess she's just looking for a paycheck. But not in a good way. She's the poster child for Republicans in name only, folks. She won't come on this show because she'd have to answer questions about why she claims to be a Republican but supports, you know, raising taxes, abortion rights, gun control. And she's been on the record on all of those. Why she's publicly supported BLM and defending the police. Defunding the police, excuse me. Why she claims to be a Republican but admitted to voting against Republican candidates, including our nominees for county commission, for governor, and multiple times for voting against President Trump. Cindy Miles is not a Republican, yet somehow my sources tell me there's a chance she or Joseph Shepard could win the vote on Tuesday. And trust me, neither Brian Fry nor Jeff Blueball will be the ones voting for either of them. And do the math. There are only two, quote-unquote, Democrats on the city council, the Brandons. You need to reach out to council members Becky Tuttle and Cindy Claycomb and remind them they are Republicans. District 3 is a Republican district. The District 3 seat should be filled by a Republican, and Jared Cirillo is the only real Republican option available to them. Email Becky Tuttle. Email Cindy Claycomb. Call their offices. Remind them a vote for anyone other than Jared Cirillo is a vote to give liberals Brandon Whipple and Brandon Johnson a controlling majority on the Wichita City Council. If you think things are bad now, it will only get worse if Mayor Farquaad gets control of the City Council. Contact Becky Tuttle and Cindy Claycomb, please. I'm asking of you, and I don't call on you to do things much, but I'm asking for you this. Speaking of things getting worse, we don't do a whole lot of live news coverage on this show, but we have breaking news. Here's the headline. "72 killed resisting gun confiscation in Massachusetts. National Guard units seeking to confiscate a cache of recently banned assault weapons were ambushed by elements of a paramilitary extremist faction. Military and law enforcement sources estimate that 72 were killed and more than 200 injured before government forces were compelled to withdraw. Speaking after the clash, Massachusetts Governor Thomas Gage declared that the extremist faction, which was made up of local citizens, may have who have purported links to the radical right-wing tax protest movement." This is a big deal, folks. This is breaking news. Gage blamed the extremist for recent incidents of vandalism directed against Internal Revenue officers. The governor, who described the group's organizers as criminals, issued an executive order authorizing the summary arrest of any individual who has interfered with the government's efforts to secure law and order. The military raid on the extremists' arsenal followed widespread refusal by local citizenry to turn over recent outlawed assault-style weapons. Gage issued a ban on military-style weapons and ammunition earlier this week. This decision followed a meeting earlier this month between government and military leaders, at which the governor authorized the forcible confiscation of illegal arms. One government official, speaking on condition of anonymity, pointed out that, quote, none of these people would have been killed had the extremists obeyed the law and turned over their weapons voluntarily. Government troops initially succeeded in confiscating a large supply of outlawed weapons and ammunition. However, troops attempting to seize arms and ammunition in Lexington met with resistance from heavily armed extremists and reported white supremacists who had been tipped off regarding the government's plans. During a tense standoff in Lexington Town Park, National Guard Colonel Francis Smith, commander of the government operation, ordered the armed group to surrender and return to their homes. The impasse was broken by a single shot, which was reportedly fired by one of the right-wing extremists. Eight civilians were killed in the ensuing exchange. Colonel Smith, finding his forces overmatched by the armed mob, ordered a retreat. Governor Gage has called upon citizens to support the state and national joint force task force in its efforts to restore law and order. The governor also demanded the surrender of those responsible for planning and leading the attack against the government troops. Informants have identified the three ringleaders of the insurgents and the insurrection as Samuel Adams, who has a reputation for public drunkenness, Boston silversmith Paul Revere, and House of Hancock owner John Hancock. The three leaders of the right-wing extremist faction remain at large. And this, folks, is how the American Revolution began April 20th, 1775. History, folks. Know it, study it, or be doomed to repeat it. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Joel Griffith from the Heritage Foundation about the inconvenient truth that a $15 federally mandated minimum wage would do far more harm than good. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.